This is Free Talk Live, and we are kicking off the second hour of this live edition of the program. We are live every night. Every single night of the week, you can get us from 7 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time. We may be delayed on your local broadcast, or if you're listening on XM, so you may not be hearing us live. But if you would like to call in while we're live, you can listen to yourself later if you call in during live hours. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still to come here tonight, a disturbing story from a court decision about surveillance cameras and the government being able to use them pretty much anywhere they want, including on your private property. We can tell you more about that here in a little bit. But Daryl, you brought something hurricane related in. There's a story involving some guys that actually traveled from Alabama to New Jersey to help out, but they weren't allowed to.
Somewhat. This comes from WAFF, which is a television station in the Huntsville, Alabama area. And the headline says, Decatur, Alabama, the hurricane-ravaged East Coast has been receiving North Alabama assistance, but a Decatur utility crew turned around after they learned they could not help in New Jersey unless they were affiliated with a union. A six-man crew from Decatur Utilities headed up this week to assist with storm damage from Sandy. Derek Moore, one of the Decatur workers, said he and his crew were notified they could not do any work in Seaside Heights, New Jersey, without agreeing to union requirements.
Oh, boy.
The general manager of Decatur Utilities, Ray Harden, told Fox Business on Friday that they were presented documents from the International Brotherhood of Electric Workers at a staging area in Virginia. The document stated they had to affiliate with a union to work, which the crew would not do. Barton said the crews were not turned away, but they were made to believe that affiliating with a union was a requirement to work. Quote, it was and remains our understanding that agreeing to those requirements was a condition of being allowed to work in those areas.
You can come help us if you join the union.
Yes.
And pay some union dues? I mean, presumably you can't just join a union without paying the dues, right?
You have to pay dues to join the union.
Great. So I guess they really don't need very much help up there in the New Jersey area with all that whatever flooding and devastation they have. Apparently they've got it under control with their union workers, and they don't need any of you scabs coming in there.
Yeah, that's what it seems. The article goes on and says,
that's sick.
As they waited for confirmation on the documents, crews received word that Seaside Heights had received the assistance they needed from other sources. Quote, at this stage, it is not clear who is alleged to have turned the crew away, and the company that employs the affected workers has denied the claim, said IBEW President Ed Hill. IBEW local leaders in New Jersey have reiterated what has been longstanding record for the union. In times of crisis, all help is welcome, and we pull together with everyone to meet the needs of the public. We have communicated.
Apparently not.
We have communicated this to the office of the New Jersey Governor, Chris Christie, as well. The crew from Decatur Utilities attempted to look for work in other areas, but Ray Harden said based on the uncertainty of other union requirements, they made the decision to return home after being stalled in Virginia for most of Thursday. Other utility crews from Alabama are still helping with storm cleanup. Huntsville Utilities said they were not turned away and are in Long Island, New York. And Joe Wheeler, EMC, said...
So it depends who you ask, basically. Because I imagine Long Island is unionized as well.
Right, but in Long Island, they didn't say you must join the union.
That's what I'm saying. It depends who you ask.
Right.
So, like, one group of guys went up to this Jersey area.
Tried to go to New Jersey.
They were refused. In Long Island, they were allowed to help.
It was a different utility group from Alabama.
Right.
Huntsville and Decatur are very close together.
Right.
They're basically suburbs of one another.
Yes, we're on the air in Huntsville, Decatur.
And then a crew from Joe Wheeler EMC said they did not respond to New Jersey, but traveled instead to Maryland and headed home once they were finished working in Maryland.
Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. It reminds me of the Hurricane Katrina aftermath, where there was a story about a doctor, and probably more than one, but at least one doctor that showed up on a scene where they had, you know, some injured people, some people that needed some attention. He showed up and was willing to assist. I don't know where he was from, but he had come down there for the purpose of helping out, and was told that he could not assist because he had not filled out the proper paperwork, which would take approximately 8 hours or something like that. He had to go through the proper processing that FEMA required him to go through in order for him to actually, you know, assist with whatever patients needed to be seen. So basically they were keeping people who were willing to help, who were qualified to help, away from actually helping people in urgent, dire circumstances because of bureaucratic regulations.
And from what I understand, some of the Red Cross people were also turned away down in New Orleans after Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
You know, surprised me. Just, it makes absolute no sense why you would turn away assistance.
I think it's a control thing. I mean, they're putting the control and the regulations above actually helping people. They're putting the, you know, the routine above the exigent. And they are basically just standing in the way because they can.
Right.
And obviously, they're not concerned about helping people. They're concerned about their bureaucracy and their rules.
Yeah, you know, and then when, you know, the people that love the state say, well, without government giving out welfare, who would feed the needy? Well, there are a bunch of people that want to feed the needy now.
In many cases, they aren't allowed.
They're prevented from doing so.
Like in Orlando, where they were arresting people.
You get arrested if you give food to, what is it, more than 25 people that
in a public
park. Relatives in public or
yeah.
something?
Yep. Yeah, and that's not the only place like that either. They put some regulations in like that in Philly recently. Back before I left Sarasota, Florida, they had just passed a similar regulation in the city parks there.
Ridiculous.
Your thoughts again, 855-453. Aaron's in Springfield, Illinois. You can bring up whatever's on your mind on Free Talk Live. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, thank you. I wanted to bring up some good news. First of all, let me say how shameful it is that these guys were turned away from helping in Long Island. But
yeah.
If that's true, I should say. Anyway, BBC and Yahoo News are both reporting that Proposition 64 in Colorado to legalize pot has energized a bunch of liberty-minded younger voters, and they're coming out not only to vote in favor of the pot legalization, but also to vote for Johnson. And that's looking like it's spelling pretty bad news for Obama in Colorado.
Seems awfully hopeful as far as Gary Johnson's turnout is concerned. I don't expect that will be much of anything, but maybe I'll be proven wrong, which would be nice.
I just think it's interesting that they're finally admitting that Johnson is pulling votes from both sides
right.
now. Instead of just, yeah, he's going to run it for Romney.
I don't harbor any delusion that, you know, Johnson's going to win the whole state of Colorado, but it is interesting to see that the media has given, you know, some positive attention to Johnson, you know.
Yeah, we'll take it wherever you can get it. I hope that that it turns out better than, I don't know, I don't expect him to get more than 500,000 votes, really. I mean, that's generally about what the, that's about what the candidates for the Libertarian Party
that's
have been getting.
That's roughly the average, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm mostly excited because it's the pot legalization that's bringing out the younger voters. That's what's exciting to me about it more than anything.
Well, they haven't voted yet, right? I mean,
No.
This is a phone poll? How did they figure this out?
That I don't know. I'm sorry. Yeah. And I should have done my research on that before I brought this to your attention.
No, that's okay. I mean, I'm always skeptical when it comes to getting the younger voters out. I mean, I've stood at polling locations on voting days and hardly seen any young people going out to vote. So I know that there's a lot of effort put into attempting to get young people to vote. I just don't see it being very fruitful.
Right. Well, it's encouraging that at least in some places the younger vote is moving in a more liberty-minded mindset.
I guess we'll see. We'll see if Colorado has a greater or, you know, what the voting percentage of Johnson folk are in Colorado compared to other states, and then we'll be able to make a statement like that. Until then, it's speculative. But let us know what you find out, Aaron, as the election transpires. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. They do have a really good marijuana provision on the ballot there in Colorado, like total legalization of it. It's Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over a million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to ProtectionOne.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's ProtectionOne.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. Protect and connect your home with Protection One. Call 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find waiting for you there. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And I want to tell you about a great Bitcoin site called blockchain.info. You want to talk about useful? Not only is blockchain.info an online Bitcoin wallet. Now, those exist elsewhere. You can have a variety of different online Bitcoin wallets. The difference is blockchain.info has fancy encryption techniques, meaning that blockchain and the people behind it never have access to your money. In fact, they can't even know how much money you're sending or receiving. Make it easy for you. They've got apps for Android and jailbroken iPhones. Plus, with their blockchain wallet, you can even send your bitcoins to others via email. If they don't have a Bitcoin client yet, no problem. Send it via email or send it to any Facebook friend or to anyone's cell phone number in just about every country around the world. And all of that, all those services that blockchain.info offers to you, it's all free. So go to blockchain.info to get your free Bitcoin wallet today and get started. We'll tell you about how to get some Bitcoins here in a short bit. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We'll talk to Marcus, the one-man rock band in Keene, New Hampshire. You're on the amp lines. Go ahead, Marcus.
Yeah, hi, guys. I do live in Keene, New Hampshire, but I moved from New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
I still work out of New Jersey. I mean, I work in New Hampshire, but the business I work for is in New Jersey. And so my friends and family and coworkers live in New Jersey.
Does that mean you still have to pay New Jersey income tax?
I think so, but I haven't been here long enough to get hit up with that yet, but
gotcha.
I think that's the case.
Bummer. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, it is a bummer. So I'm calling because you guys were talking about the electric company, the power company, and the debacle with
in Seaside Heights.
That's right, and these out-of-state workers coming in to help because it was a disaster, and, of course, being turned away because of
they were not union. They would not accept the union agreement to be able to help out.
So really, this is it's a travesty because, unfortunately, I know the what's going on down there is a lot of people have been without power since Monday. The office I work out of has been without power since Monday. It still is out of power. Gas, people can't even get gasoline in New Jersey. There's really long lines, and people are fighting over getting gas. So even to run a generator is difficult because the few gas stations that have been open are only allowing, some of them are only allowing you to buy $20 of gas at a time. So it's a pretty tense situation from all accounts that I've heard personally from people on the ground in New Jersey.
Sounds like it.
But really the problem stems from government regulating and controlling energy and the sale of energy. It's all the companies are granted this privilege of being able to sell energy to the people on the ground, and any normal business person can't decide to start up their own energy company. It's against the law. They just can't do it. Even if you have your own solar panels, it's illegal for you to sell that energy to your neighbor. You can only sell it back to the
grid.
Right.
It's illegal for you to give energy to your neighbor.
It's really absurd. And the people I've talked to, I kind of have brought it up in a very, very soft manner just to say, like, oh, well, yeah, the problem is that it's too centralized and controlled. And everybody has absolutely agreed because in the past 2 years, New Jersey has had some big power outages that have lasted many days, quite a few times in the last couple of years. So a lot of people are really feeling that, and it's just a shame that, it really comes down to, I feel, it's that government control over the who's allowed to create and sell energy.
Yeah, why are the gas stations running low on gas? Are they unable to get the tanker trucks in there somehow to refuel?
Yeah.
That's my understanding. And I heard on the radio today that...
Why? Is it just because the traffic's that bad? Why?
Roads are flooded.
Oh.
So, you know, there are some roads where you absolutely cannot drive down.
Oh, thank goodness we have the government take care of the roads. I mean, what do we do without?
I heard something on the radio today. Apparently, the EPA has temporarily suspended some of the clean fuel initiatives. So that instead of, you know, oh, you've got to put ethanol in and add all these additives, we'll just let you have the fuel, you know, without all the additives, without the ethanol. You know, the way you used to buy it 15, 20 years ago, might have been longer than that. I'm not sure. So they've temporarily suspended.
Just to speed things up? Is that
just to speed things up to where the fuel can leave the refinery faster to then go fill up the gas stations.
Interesting.
Some of the gas stations don't have power themselves.
Right.
And from what I understand, and I'm only, I didn't read about this, but from what I understand, it has to do with, I guess, wherever they're bringing the gas from in New Jersey, maybe there's power outages there. And like Daryl's saying, they're probably not able to process it fully to get it ready to ship out.
Well, right. So they, if they can't make it to the gas station physically to unload gas into the tanks there, there's that factor, and then there's also the fact that in most places, there's usually pricing controls that go into place, especially after a natural, you know, natural disaster, whereas otherwise, a gas company that has a low stock of fuel would be able to raise their prices in relation to what they have and what other companies have and, you know, what's available in the marketplace, and price more based on what's, you know, what's available, supply and demand, to make it so that people don't just come and fill up as much gas as they can possibly get. I mean, I see that you're saying that they are limiting some purchases at gas stations, but they're likely also, the state is also likely limiting the price of that gas as well, because if gas were higher priced in these areas, people would be much more judicious about the amount that they would purchase.
And Marcus, I've got one weird question. I don't know if you know the answer, and I don't know if this is playing a factor or not. New Jersey is one of two states to where it is illegal to pump your own gas.
That's correct.
Do you know if the fact that they have to have the gas pump boy...
That could be slowing things down.
Is that slowing anything down, or do you know?
I highly doubt that that's much of a factor. I mean, it might add to it at some point. It, obviously, if you don't have enough attendance for a gas station, it's going to be an issue. But at this point, I think probably the biggest thing was that a lot of gas stations didn't have power. And so since lots of them didn't have power, everybody converged on the ones that did have power, and then they very quickly ran out of gas because they weren't getting a new delivery. My brother was actually sitting in line for a long time waiting to get gas, and 10 cars away, they ran out of gas.
That's a huge mess. Thanks for the call, Marcus. Appreciate the update. Feel free to keep us in the loop if you hear more. Thanks for 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Maybe you're there in Jersey in the affected area, and you can tell us what it's like. From what I understand, there's some pretty serious problems with looting and things like that as well. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to tell us about what's going on in New Jersey and New York with the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy and how the government is likely making things worse than they otherwise would be, say by building really crappy roads that are prone to flooding and prevent gas tankers from getting to gas stations to get people the gasoline they desperately need to continue on with their lives.
And then putting up very short seawalls that any half-big wave could go over.
Mm-hmm.
I think, what, the seawalls in New York City are 4 feet?
I haven't the slightest clue. I'll take your word for it.
That's what I heard. 4 feet. You know, that... A large wave is much higher than 4 feet.
Sure. So you can share your observations with us, 855-450-FREE. Also, we told you tell you how to get some Bitcoins. Maybe you've hooked up with your first Bitcoin wallet. Perhaps you have installed the Bitcoin software on your computer, or maybe you're using blockchain.info and their wallet. Of course, you can have more than one if you'd like. But you can get your Bitcoins over at bitinstant.com, and it makes it easy to be able to to purchase Bitcoins with cash, and then you can put them in whatever Bitcoin wallet that you like. In fact, from what I understand, BitInstant is going to be launching a second version of their website very soon, and hopefully we'll be able to tell you about that when it happens. But I'm pretty excited about that because BitInstant is great as is. In fact, right now it looks like it might be under construction as we speak, as a matter of fact. So we'll know more over time. But BitInstant.com is where you can go to hook yourself up with some Bitcoins.
And then both Blockchain and BitInstant are participating in Bitcoin Friday, which takes place 1 week from today.
What is Bitcoin Friday?
Bitcoin Friday is basically like Black Friday, only for Bitcoin merchants.
Really?
This is the first annual, and I'm participating. I'm giving a 10% discount to all orders if the people use Bitcoins. Shire Silver is participating. There's, at last count, when I was on this afternoon, it looks like 50 or 51 different merchants of different varieties.
So these are merchants from where you could buy things with dollars, but if you use Bitcoins, you'll be given a better deal?
Yes, that's sweet. The point of Bitcoin Friday, is to encourage people to use Bitcoins.
Very cool.
And that's BitcoinFriday.com.
Awesome. Thanks for the heads up on that. I had not been made aware. 855-450-FREE. And you're saying that's going to be Black Friday?
No, 1 week from today, November
9th. 1 week from today. Okay, gotcha. All right, so 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here tonight. Jay is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jay.
Jay, hi, how you guys doing?
Just great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm here in New York City and bearing the brunt of all this. So I just wanted to share a couple little anecdotes about the road. One is, like, there's a few trees, like, in my neighborhood that have been knocked over, and people are just, like, fascinated by them. Like, they come around, they take pictures, and when the crews finally came today to cut some of them down, people were just, you know, standing there in awe of these people. Like, if they had not come, there's no way those trees would have been moved. You know, I mean, and I'm included. I mean, we're completely, like, helpless. You know, it's like, no one even thinks.
You New Yorkers have never seen a downed tree before?
I saw that. Sorry, go ahead. What?
You New Yorkers have never seen a downed tree before? Certainly snow has fallen. Fallen?
No, there was a few big ones, but it's like, couple of trees. I looked at it, I was like, wow, if I had a chimney, like a fireplace, I would have definitely, like, tried to do something. I would have been, like, free firewood the whole year. I mean, you know, like, but no one was thinking that. Anyway, So that was just really funny. And, like, so, but it's not even funny because ambulances couldn't get up certain streets if they need be, you know, if there was a fire. But people just, like, were like, oh, whatever, we'll just wait till the city takes care of it. Like,
right. It's
just crazy. And then, like, the buses, like, all the transportation is a little messed up. Like, the subway is getting into Manhattan, but the buses are free. And so it's like, when you know it's free, well, it's packed, right? Because everybody's taking it, right?
Yep.
And so it's like I had to wait for four buses, you know, until I finally squeezed onto, you know, a little sardine, which is fine. Listen, it was free. I'm not complaining. I mean, it's not free. Obviously, I pay for it, but you know what I'm saying. And then it got me to thinking, it's like, you know what? I mean, should they just, like, it's like $2.50. Like, should they just make it free the whole year? Like, would it really make a difference? Is it a way of rationing who rides the buses or not?
Well, sure. I mean, having prices set controls to some extent who's going to participate, as you've observed. I mean, if there was a price set on it, some people might decide to walk. Otherwise, you know, if they only have to go a couple blocks, they might decide to just walk there. But if the bus is free, then why not get on the free bus?
Yeah, like, I would rather ration services in other areas and allow people actually that one thing, because I think it's kind of nice to be able to get around if you're going to have this nanny.
Yeah, but like you said, you had to wait for four buses before you could get on one.
Right. No, I would like a ton more buses. So if you want to have something that makes people's, like, life, like, everyday life, like, more, you know, manageable and easy, that's, like, one area where you could do it.
So
even though the $2.50 is not, like, a huge dent in my pocket, but
more buses.
That was one issue. And then the gasoline thing is, like,
hey, Jay.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, you want more buses and you want them to be free. How much more in taxes would that cost?
Well, no, I would want to cut something else, right? You'd have to cut something else, like an equal part.
Because I'm just
thinking...
So
he's saying cut government elsewhere and
just thinking,
buy more buses.
There's roughly, 10 million people in New York, and a monthly bus pass is, I don't know, say $100. If half of the people buy a monthly bus pass, that's a large amount of money, but... You want, you know, do away with bus passes, have it all be free, and add more bus.
If you're going to have something for quote free, I mean, that would be.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I mean, the problem is, though, when you ask government to handle these things, they do it for way more than would otherwise cost. So you're only looking at the free aspect of the ticket is free, but it would cost a lot more money for them to purchase those buses because they pay top dollar for them, and then they pay, you know, through the nose to operate them with the union employees and things like that.
Union employees that can't be fired.
Right, and the and of course, if the, you know, there's a bunch of free city buses going around, that's going to put the other bus companies out of business.
There are no other bus companies in New York.
Well, no,
there
you
are,
can.
It's interesting. A lot of the most of us are immigrants here, but like there's certain immigrant communities that have dollar vans. If you traveled abroad, you know what I'm talking about, like the little minivan things.
Yeah, yeah, and they got jitney cabs and things like that. But a lot of these vans and jitney cabs, or jitney cab by definition is an unlicensed cab.
Okay, well, so, when you said bus, I'm thinking large.
No, they actually have the megabus and things like that. There are buses that transport people from, say, like D.C. To New York City. Those buses are operating within the city limits as well. But there's a tremendous amount of restrictions on who can run a bus and who can run a cab or a van.
Right.
And the medallions are very expensive. I think the last I heard they were like $400,000. That's per vehicle, if I'm not mistaken. So you've got to pay a serious amount of dough in order to be able to operate a business to simply transport people around. And so if you've got the city that's undercutting you by offering free rides to everyone, that's going to seriously affect the other company's abilities to do business in the city. So you're talking about a mess on all sides. The only real way to solve the problem is to get the city out of busing and allow the marketplace to actually solve and handle that problem.
And get rid of the medallions for cabs.
Yeah, absolutely. Eliminate licensing and let the marketplace solve the issue of getting people from point A to point B, which inevitably will happen. Jay, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Good luck out there. 855-453. We got another guy on the line from New York City, and maybe you've got, or from the area there, maybe you've got some observations. Huffington Post reporting that there's looting, there's fighting, plaguing South Brooklyn. We can talk to you about that and take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Stranded New Yorker claims that people are defecating in the hallways in a desperate situation. I don't know why they're stranded. There's a lot going on, more than we can put our finger on. It's Free Talk Live. Share with us your thoughts.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free at 855-453. Still to come, disturbing court decision. Pretty scary, actually, about your privacy and well, what's left of it. We'll give you that here in a little bit. 855-450-3733. And inviting you to our website, where you can actually control the content. Actually, apparently this website's broken right now. The voting system is somehow messed up. But normally you can vote yes or no, or up and down, rather, on different items on our site that are submitted by listeners just like you. And then the most voted up will make it to the front page in the top of the website. Our techs are working on solving that issue right now. So thanks to the gentleman who put it up on our Facebook page to give us a heads up that it was going on. You can go to freetalklive.com, get interactive. There's still a lot to do there. The site is loaded with archives, loaded with features, and you don't have to pay a dime for it. Now, there are ways for you to support the show, and one of them is by becoming an amplifier. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is we'll take in $5 a month from you, invest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more Internet listeners on board as well so more people can experience the ideas of freedom and consider them for themselves. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue to discuss New York City, North Jersey, what's going on with the Hurricane Sandy aftermath, let's go to Lauren. Of course, you can call in about anything. Lauren happens to be in the New York area. What's on your mind tonight, Lauren? Lauren, in New York, going once. Lauren in New York, going twice. I don't know what happened to his call. We'll put him on hold. Maybe he'll come back around here in a moment. Now, we've been receiving some phone calls from some folks who either are in the New York City, Jersey area, or have loved ones or coworkers who are, and they know something, a little bit of something about what's going on there. Apparently, it's pretty bad for a lot of folks. They can't even get gasoline. A lot of gas trucks are being blocked from being able to get to the gas stations that are in desperate need of gasoline. So that's causing some problems. In addition to that, there's still some significant flooding. Huffington Post is reporting that water that had risen 6 feet high
hadn't completely drained away from the streets of Coney Island in Brooklyn, yet looters had already rifled through the remains of vulnerable shops on Mermaid Avenue. At about 8 a.m. on Tuesday, workers arrived at Mega Aid Pharmacy to find that not only had Hurricane Sandy obliterated the building's interior the night before, but thieves had broken in and gone through more than 10,000 pharmaceutical items. Most of the stolen goods were prescription medications.
Of course, because you can get quite a nifty chunk of change for the right prescriptions.
That's right. Something like an oxycodone or something like that. You can get probably $20 a pill, depending on the amount of milligrams in those pills. And, of course, if prescription medications weren't prescription and you could just go and buy them off the shelves, then no one would care about
this. They would be much cheaper. Although, Sudafed, which is over-the-counter,
mm-hmm.
You can't purchase more than a certain number of boxes now because apparently if you know chemistry and have some other stuff, you can cook this stuff down and then make meth.
It's true. Pseudoephedrine.
So, you know,
that's prohibition, right? So if we didn't have...
To some extent.
Yeah, it's an effective prohibition. If we didn't have drug prohibition, then meth could be made in laboratory environments and made in large batches and bring the price down significantly.
It could be made in factories.
Exactly. So Huffington Post reporting, here the water went away and these people started walking down the streets and just robbed stores, said a frustrated worker at the pharmacy, wished to remain anonymous. He and the pharmacy's manager looked at their shop in disbelief that afternoon as workers carried out salvageable supplies. Manager said, "I don't even know what it's going to take until we're operational. This breaks the business. I don't even know where to start." Their story was just one of many on Mermaid Avenue, one of only a few streets in Coney Island, teeming with people and officers. Locals said that the police presence in the neighborhood came after looters stole from banks, pharmacies, and other shops with valuables. It's a crime that can be almost expected after a disaster. As Hurricane Irene pummeled the Atlantic coast last year, looting was so prevalent that True TV put together a security footage slideshow of the crime. Shortly after Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans was plagued with looting and violent attacks, according to the New York Times. Now, another thing that you might want to observe about this is that New York, New Jersey, very restrictive gun states. These are places where it's very difficult to acquire a weapon legally. And so that means that if you are a shop owner and you would like to defend your property from looters, you can't do it unless you're going to karate kick everybody.
Baseball bat.
Right.
No, you can't have pepper spray because apparently that's very difficult to legally obtain in New York City. Baseball bat, pretty much.
You cannot do what I remember back the post-Rodney King riots in L.A., there was that Korean store owner.
Oh, yeah, just pulled the guns on people.
Well, he was up on, top of the building, aiming downward with an AK or something like that, and that kept folks away from robbing his store. But you can't do that in New York City. You can't do that in North New Jersey. So that's another factor. It's a crime because you can't expect the cops to protect you. They're not going to protect your business. They're around doing other things like directing traffic or investigating something else, at the moment during the disaster when you would supposedly need that protection.
And why do we need cops to direct traffic? Why can't, some private group go direct traffic?
And even if they weren't directing that traffic, they wouldn't owe you anything. They don't owe you any, lookout or having a cop drive by every so often. They don't owe anybody anything.
Of course, they've even ruled that.
Yeah, over and over again. So you can't take your security into your own hands, and you can't count on the police to be there. So your stuff is as good as gone, man. The only way you're not going to get looted is if you happen to have enough bars on the windows and the doors to somehow stop people from getting in or, breaking into the store.
And now, I never have understood the whole looter mentality of after any kind of natural disaster, whether it's,
you're not
flooding,
a thief, apparently.
Hurricane, tornado, whatever, just,
it's free
apparently
stuff to
I
them.
Can go get free stuff.
Well, right. The idea is that, the normal systems are not there to stop them, right? The normal people aren't around because a lot of people say it's the police that are stopping people from behaving like this. It's not true. If you look at Hurricane Katrina, the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, there were two groups of people left in the city, the people that were there to commit crimes and the other criminals, the government. And yeah. that didn't stop. So there were plenty of cops and troops around that didn't stop looting from happening. What stops looting and what stops behavior like this, for the most part, is the average people that happen to be in the area at the time these things go down.
Yeah. And then, you know, I could understand if the looters were taking food, water, you know, survival needs. I could understand that, but going in and looting big screen TVs mm-hmm. during an emergency, you know, it's not people that are looting because they have a need for survival.
Want. Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's a thief that found
an opportunity.
A good opportunity.
That's what thieves do, right? And, you know, I don't know if you recall this, but after Hurricane Katrina, there was video footage of cops looting.
Yeah.
Just going into Walmart, put a TV in the cart, and walk out with it. Who's going to say anything to you? You're dressed like a cop. Well, according to the story here, it's a crime you can expect after any disaster. Solid numbers aren't available for New York City crimes connected to the Superstorm. The 60th Precinct, which covers Coney Island, was evacuated and subsequently flooded on Monday night. Though several officers couldn't say definitively whether there had been reports of looting or other crimes in the area, many were quick to tell office onlookers to go home. So, you know, the cops took off. I mean, they didn't get into dinghies and start paddling around. They left. So once again, they don't owe you anything.
They should have just gotten the Bearcat, because apparently that will protect you from every
flood.
Natural disaster yeah. in the world.
This two-ton tank or whatever is going to... It's probably more than 2 tons, but this monstrous police tank that they're proposing in cities all across the country. So your thoughts are, again, welcome here. Observations, maybe you are in New York City or North New Jersey and you want to share what you've seen nearby at a city housing project called Ocean Towers. But that's appropriately named now. A fight broke out in front of reporters and cops. Two women threw haymakers at one another. The hell is a haymaker?
It's a type of a punch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a boxing term. There's a specific type of punch called a haymaker. I think it's sort of like an overhand.
I see.
Sort of where this is a hook, and then like straight on's more of a jab,
sort of
I believe.
So like the classic catfight punch.
Yeah, you know,
basically.
Yeah. So your hands in the sort of rotating motion and just hope to connect.
So, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Fights, looting, people are out of gasoline, they're turning on each other. It sounds
and
like a real mess.
Defecating in the hallways.
Apparently defecating in hallways in some parts of I think Staten Island it was there. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also coming up, the disturbing news from a court about the warrantless use of hidden surveillance cameras on private property. We'll share that and more. Your call's coming up.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Teaching without preaching the ideals of liberty. To young and old alike, Libertania, The Liberation of Conformia, is a picture book which tells the story of Thomas the Candy Maker and his trip from the free land of Libertania to the statist land of Conformia, where he deals with border crossings, fiat money, business regulations, and corrupt officials. With his civil disobedience and run for office, Conformia will never be the same. Go to Libertania.com to purchase your copy today in print or Kindle format. For a discount code, check out the Libertania Facebook page.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. 435-2470 or on the web at brightsidebid.com. That's brightsidebid.com. Order today.